Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body of soul.
And welcome to the Kim Pagano Show on a fun Friday. God, it's so good to be here. This is Dr. Stephen Trudeau. I am guest hosting today with Giovanni.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to be here, huh? And KKZZ 1400 AM. Thank you all for joining us. You're an amazing audience. We love our listeners. They call in and ask questions and share their stories with us as well. So if you feel like joining the party, it's 805-639-0008. How you doing, Giovanni?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. How could you not have fun on a Friday?
I don't know. It just started for me.
It just started, yeah. Well, do you hit the ground with your feet running on a Friday?
I do. I wake up, and the first thing I do is just get ready for everything. It's like I need a nap before I even get started.
There you go. Yeah, I start off Mondays here on KKZZ with Motivational Monday. Mm-hmm. And I tell everybody, you know, Monday, let's make that the greatest day of the week because you get to start and have all this wonderful opportunity to make a great week for yourself.
Correct. Well, see, on Mondays, though, is actually the day that you have to get going for the entire week. So if you start off well on Monday, then you'll have a great week.
And here it is, finally, a Friday, which is what most people are looking forward to.
Correct.
Everybody's
correct.
Working for the weekends, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But we're going to have a busy weekend, I hear.
It's December, you know, and now that we're in December, there's so much going on, especially all the holiday events going on all through all of Ventura.
And I understand you have your finger on the pulse of what's happening.
I try to. If I don't, my entire business goes down. But you know, I have
tell everybody about that. Tell about your business.
I'm the owner operator of dayinsimivalley.com and simivalleynightout.com, and I deal with pretty much giving Simi Valley and Simi Valley residents up to date information of what's going on in Simi Valley every single day, every minute. So if you go onto one of the websites, say right now, if you go to dayinsimivalley.com, it gives you a full directory of what's going on, as in specials, drink specials, dining specials, shopping specials. You can find reviews, videos. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for accommodations for maybe your family that's coming into town, you can find different things like that.
Yeah.
Videos of the actual hotel rooms. You know, so it's a full scale of what's going on. Instead of kind of searching around, say, you know, Google searching and so on and so forth, you just want one-stop shop kind of place.
Well, I know a lot of people now are getting involved in like Groupon and Conejo Valley deals and
some
of these others that are really great, but they tend to only have one special a day.
Correct.
And sometimes one for the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, great, I save $40 going out on Friday night, but what's going on Saturday?
Correct.
And what if I don't want a facial or a massage? Maybe I just want to find a great place to take my wife out for dinner.
Correct. And the thing is with Groupon and all these, I think there's screaming deals. There's hundreds of them out now. And what those are doing is it's advertisers that are looking to actually get more business into their
thing.
Yeah, correct.
Absolutely.
And what I'm doing, though, is that it's more of a directory. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're getting a list of, say, 20 different restaurants in Simi Valley, and each one of them are having a little bit different of a special. So, you know that saying that, oh, there's nothing ever to do in this town. Well, there is a lot to do in the town. It's
tremendous.
Just nobody knows exactly what there is.
I actually hear more of that from the teenagers.
Correct,
me, look, there's nothing to do, and I really do hope that that we extend out there to the teenagers to try and find wonderful things for them to do as well.
And that's the thing that I cover, from everything from even toddlers all the way up to senior citizens. So, I mean, if there's I know that the Simi Valley Library, a couple times through the week, every single week, they have a story time reading or arts and crafts and things for the little ones. But then I also cover, say, a jazz group that plays at the Senior Center I think it's the third Friday of every month. So it's just kind of giving something for everybody. So sure. No matter what your age group or what your interests are, mm-hmm. We kind of just give you that information so that way you know what's going on in Simi Valley.
Yeah, and I know in summer we have a lot of music events, outdoor music events, mm-hmm. but in winter, not so much.
Correct. You know, that's the other thing is I do the back page of the Acorn for Simi Valley, and I kind of do a calendar of events. So anybody that's in Simi Valley right now or you're planning to visit Simi Valley, pick up a copy of the Acorn mm-hmm. and look at the full back page, and it'll kind of give you a calendar of what's going on in town or around town. And it's one of those things where around October to November, everything kind of slows down. But then this month comes and there's so much going on. I mean, yeah. it's just, I have to pick and choose which events I kind of sure. want to promote and which ones I want to put on yeah. the calendar. There's a lot of things going on this month.
I imagine December is also one of those really interesting months because of all the holiday things.
And, correct.
You know, I'm so really grateful that the holidays are here. I'm actually really happy about it. Some people mm-hmm. get a little grumpy about it. Nah, it's too early. Let's wait until the middle or end of December.
Now the question is are you done with your Christmas shopping yet?
I haven't even started. I have my wallet has not cracked. I have not purchased anything online. I missed all of the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday deals, mm-hmm. and I'm okay with that because I kind of already know what I'm going to be doing for the people in my life. And
I think I have like two or three more people left and I'm done. I'm already done. Yeah. This is the first time I said this year. It was like, you know, everybody has a New Year's resolution. Well, I had a Christmas resolution, and it was I'm not going to procrastinate. That was what I was going to do. So that's I only have about two or three more people left, and those are the higher dollar items.
Yeah.
You know, kind of just waiting around for that deal. That's you know,
if you want to come out to Thousand Oaks, if you can leave Simi Valley, if that's allowed, you know, the wellness community in Thousand Oaks, which mm-hmm. Supports cancer survivors and families and people who are dealing with cancer. Is having their annual the home tour. They do that home tour with
the Christmas lights.
Yeah,
oh, I've heard about that.
But it's not just the Christmas lights. It's the decorations around the home and all the other things. And it's going to be Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6, and all the proceeds go to benefit the wellness community. And they're also going to be having a holiday boutique over at the North Ranch Community mm-hmm. Center, which is in Westlake.
Okay.
And that'll also be from 10 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. So
that is, and that's this weekend.
That's
this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, and if you want more information about that, it's, let's see, the Thousand Oaks Wellness Community. And that's three W's, TWCVV.org. TWCVV.org, the Wellness Community Ventura. Oh, I forgot what the other V stands for. Oh, they're going to kill me.
Ventura.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what it is.
But yeah, we can find that. We're going to have a really interesting show today.
I'm excited.
Are you?
I kind of looked over quickly of what was going on.
We have tips for creative gift giving. We have Diana Rupp, who's going to be on the air with us. And she's got this great book about embroidery and all kinds of personalized gifts. You know, making a gift.
You know, and sometimes that's the better way to go. I mean, you know,
the old soup can wrapped with yarn, you know, mm-hmm. with some macaroni stuck to it. But no, the homemade gifts can be amazingly complex if you mm-hmm. want to go there, mm-hmm. or they can just be really sensitive and environmentally friendly if you want to go there.
Mm-hmm. I remember a couple of years ago, I remember getting a card for Christmas, and it was a handmade card from, I don't even remember, I think it was a friend of mine, but that meant more to me just mm-hmm. because it was like you took the time
to cut out to a little cut snowman,
out, and,
you know, and glue it
I mean,
on
it
there.
Was,
yeah.
it, and it wasn't just something so simple. It wasn't. I mean, it was intricate,
yeah.
you know, in the way, and it was more of like a little bit of a collage with pictures all over it, and it was nice.
And the tools we have nowadays, the tools and materials mm-hmm. that are available to make your own gifts. Correct. I remember one year when I was exceptionally financially challenged, as we shall say. I was working in construction, and I was working on this house, and they were doing hardwood floors, that 3/4-inch thick oak flooring, mm-hmm. and it was unfinished. So they were going to be sanding it when they were all done and then doing the layers of lacquer or varnish on it. And at the end of the job, I asked them, they had piles of these little wood scraps, these little tongue and groove wood scraps. And I said, you know, can I have some of those? And they said, sure. So I got a 5-gallon bucket and filled it up. And I took it home and got some really good wood glue. And I glued them all together, routered the edges, and then went and sanded it really well and got the tongue oil. Have you seen that tongue oil? It's for flooring and wood and butcher block covers and things like that. And what I made out of them basically was breadboards for the different family members.
Oh, wow.
So that people, you know, have a nice chopping board, a handmade oak chopping board made out of recycled materials. I still go to family members' homes and they have it proudly displayed right on their kitchen table or in their kitchen.
And what's great about that is it's something you made. And it's on top of that.
And I did that back in the
80s. It was recycled. And it's recycled. Instead of just throwing that scrap wood away, you made something out of it.
But how many pieces have we bought for people made of plastic and ceramic that have long since made the trash bin?
Correct.
But the handmade gifts, they tend to last for a long time because they're a lot more personal. If you're just joining us, you're on listening to the Kim Pagano Show on KKZZ 1400. Is Dr. Stephen Trudeau and Giovanni hosting for Kim, who is out in Florida racing. And we have Diana Rupp on now, and she's going to give us some tips on creative gift giving. Diana, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure to have you here. So tell us a little bit about this do-it-yourself gift giving projects.
Well, I wrote a book. It's called The Embroider Everything Workshop.
I have it right here. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
It is. And I really like how inside the book, it's hardcover on the outside, excuse me, but on the inside, it's got a spiral binding so that as I open up the page and I want to work on a project, the page stays open.
It's just so important. Make things all the time. It's so frustrating if you can't get the book to lay, you know, flat when you're on.
That happens to me with cookbooks all the time. I'm trying to read a recipe and I open the page and then I've got my hands covered in egg wash, and then the page turns on me and I can't. But this is great. And the colors and the pictures and the diagrams of some of these projects here are wonderful.
Yeah, they're really beautiful. The woman that illustrated the book is so talented, and the publisher was so great to include the heat transfer patterns that you can iron directly onto fabric and stitching, you know, the practice stitch card where you can teach yourself how to do the stitches very easily.
And now what is this envelope that's in the front?
That's the iron-on transfer
patterns. That is awesome.
Michael, here, check out the book.
It comes together with everything included.
Yeah. Now, I truly would be a beginner. I have never held a needle in my hand that has embroidery thread attached to it. Tell me, what do I need to do to get started?
Well, you know, the first thing you'd want to do is pick up just some really basic supplies, you know, some embroidery floss and needle, some fabric. I always think that, you know, people say, oh, I've never sewn, but if you were handed a threaded needle, you would start stitching. And that's, you know, the basic is just doing a really basic straight stitch.
And we've been doing this as a species since time began, right?
Oh, since caveman times. I actually had a little sidebar on the history of needles and stitching, and it's been around for ages. It's in our DNA, and I think it's something that anyone can do, and anyone has the talent for it.
And these
little kids, adults, it's never too late to learn.
And what is one of the holiday gifts that you would think that most people would be okay to be challenged to go ahead and tackle that project?
Well, there are some cufflinks in there that are very, very simple. They're just a little diamond outline. That, you know, they're kind of fun. There are keychains. There are gadget cozies. A lot of things that would be great for a stocking stuffer. You could do a little stitching on the edge of a wool scarf.
Oh, there's the diamond cufflinks.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Those are pretty sharp, right? I always wonder how many carats that is. There are 50 projects in there, you know, things to wear, things for your home, things for your kids. So I think there's something in there for everybody, and each project is rated by level of difficulty.
Ooh.
So if you're starting out, you can just do the one thread project, or you can, you know, take it to the most, you know, involved kind of level that you want. If you've been stitching for a while, it's also good for people who are already passionate about embroidery.
Now, I know people do a lot of memorial-type stuff with embroidery. You know, a baby's birth, and they'll embroider something specific for to memorialize the baby either being born or going to baptism, or things like that. Do you have some projects in there that would cover that area?
Yeah, I do. I have something. One of my favorites is an embroidered handkerchief. It's called the Something Blue Hanky, and you embroider it for the bride with the date and her initials.
Very nice.
You know? Yeah, so something very like nice. That is so lovely and something that you're going to hold on to forever.
All right. Well, you know, and I know that, you know, a large part of our audience is women, and they're just loving this idea here. This book is amazing.
Yeah, women and men.
Well, tell me.
Everyone.
convince me of a project I need to. Look at that. There's Rosie Greer right there for men.
That's one of my favorite. Grace Kelly and Rosie Greer were both needle pointers, and you should know that.
Rosie Greer was one of the most amazing football players of all time.
You know, I'm a guy, and I think this book is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, this is I want to go and buy it right now.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. You know, I should also mention to you guys that I went to Ventura High School.
No kidding.
And Anacapa Middle School. So when I saw I was going to be on the radio in Ventura, I was thrilled.
Well, let's say a shout out to all of your classmates and friends and family here in Ventura.
Yeah. Go Cougars.
Go Cougars. There you are. And where are you now?
I'm in New York City. I own a school called Make. It's on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and I teach people how to embroider and sew and quilt and all sorts of fun things.
Wow, what a neat journey.
Yeah.
Make it all the way across the country to the other side there.
Yep.
And people don't make fun of you, huh, for your California accent?
Well, I do have to admit, when I have students in class and they're from California, I'm just thrilled to meet a like-minded person.
Wow.
Now, what would you find is the most popular gift inside the book that you find that people are making for gifts this year?
Well, my personal favorite is the pet portrait at the end. That's a portrait of my dog, Rita, and a lot of people love this idea of taking a photograph and tracing it, making a heat transfer pattern themselves. It's very simple, and stitching an original, you know, portrait of someone that they love.
I saw that. Is that a little chihuahua?
Yeah.
Yes.
And not so little chihuahua. She's very chubby.
A chubby chihuahua. There we are. Oh, my God. You know, I just turned a page here, and I see this vest. There's this beautiful woolen vest, and the pocket areas have been embroidered. And, you know, I've talked to, as a psychologist, I deal with a lot of teenagers, and I'm actually quite surprised at the number of teenagers that I'm talking to who are seriously considering, starting their own bit of a clothing company. They're little fashionistas, and boys and girls. And the boys are coming up with these great designs that they want to have silk screened on T-shirts, something really mm-hmm. cool and innovative. But I could see some of them getting involved in this and customizing some of their clothes with embroidery as well.
And I think that's also a huge thing. There's a lot of higher-end clothing now that the reason why they're so expensive is because they're hand-stitched.
Yeah.
You know, even like down the side seams and everything. I mean, it's definitely, I think that's where we're starting to head in clothing and fashion.
It's just to make it more personable.
Exactly.
You know, why should everybody... Every once in a while, I'll see somebody wearing the same shirt as me. And I got to tell you, it bothers me. It's like, oh, really? Well, you bought that at Costco, too, you know? But when you can take an everyday item, such as a vest or a handkerchief or whatever, and personalize it, then you take it to another level.
Definitely. I love this.
He's looking at that vest going,
I'm looking at the vest going, I'm going to make this myself.
Yeah, you know, they did a poll of readers in Teen Vogue, and more young girls want to be fashion designers than rock stars.
You know, that's a positive trend, I think, because as we've seen with some of our rock stars over the last generation or so, they're winding up in dire straits after a while. It's not such a good lifestyle for them. But in fashion and being involved in clothing, I think that you're channeling your creativity in very positive ways, and you're probably going to be surrounded by relatively, dare I say, normal people, instead of the cutthroat business of the entertainment business. So, you know, that would be a wonderful trend to see people being entrepreneurial. And as well as just creative. Like I said, you know, when I made those cutting boards for my family years ago, they still have them, they still talk about them, and they're still proudly displaying them. So when you make gifts for people, it really is from the heart.
Oh, no, it's beautiful.
Now, I'm not in danger of stabbing my finger with a needlepoint needle, am I? Because I don't want to shed blood while I'm manufacturing something.
I'm going to have to go with a no comment on that one.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you do prick yourself, but just be sure, you know, one thing I include in the book is I talk about getting a needle safe. It's very, very important to keep track of those needles. You don't want to drop them on the floor. You don't want to leave them on the couch.
And
keep them.
What about a magnet to find them when you do drop them?
Yes, that's a safe. The safe is lined with a nice magnet in it. So just keep track of those needles, and you should be okay.
Now, Diana, we keep looking at this book and keep talking about it. Where can people find this book?
Well, you know, I have a great publisher, so it's out there everywhere. You can get it at your chain bookstore, your independent bookstore, which is a great favorite of mine. You can find it at Walmart, on Amazon,
fantastic,
at the library. That's hopefully.
Well, yeah, you want people to purchase it. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the online retailers as well, I'm sure, would carry this.
Right, and then I also sell signed copies as well. If they want to go to makeworkshop.com, I'd be happy to
Makeworkshop.com for an autographed copy of Embroidery Everything Workshop, The Beginner's Guide to Embroidery, Cross-Stitch, Needlepoint, Beadwork, Applique, and more. More? Wow. Well, Diana, this is wonderful. Thank you so much. If there's anything you want, a parting shot you want to leave us with here?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me, and I hope that everyone has a very happy holiday.
Oh, very nice. Thank you for coming on. Absolute pleasure. Please go to, give your website one more time.
Make, M-A-K-E, workshop, all one word, .com.
Nice.
Okay. Makeworkshop.com, Embroidery Everything Workshop. It's been wonderful. Diana, thank you so much for coming on the Kim Pagano Show and sharing your tips with us. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
That is an interesting book.
Isn't that?
I like it. I that might be a gift in itself.
Absolutely. I'm serious. This is definitely a gift that you would give to... God, almost anybody you could see who's that handy, crafty type.
I'm going to buy the book. I'm going to go in there and put a couple Post-its and then hand it to my mother and say, about a week or two before Christmas and say, this is kind of, I got you a book.
You're looking at that vest going, Mom, I could use one of those vests.
I can use a vest.
Yeah. It's embroidered with your name on it. All right. Well, looks like we're going to take a break here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on 1400 AM KKZZ. Thank you so much for joining us on a fun Friday. We'll see you or listen back to you in, 2 minutes?
Sure.
Sounds good.
And that's exactly what I need to do if I end up with you. Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements?
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listener of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1 hour no obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
A very special Christmas from me.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
And welcome back.
I was going to do it too.
To the Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1400 KKZZ. It's Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and Giovanni is in the house here on a fun Friday. You got some fun for us?
It's fun Friday today. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to give away some free gift cards, gift certificates, stuff like that. We do this every Friday on the Kim Pagano Show.
Okay, so our regular listeners know about this. What about our new listeners?
What it is since, you know, I'm from dayinsimivalley.com and simivalleynightout.com, I try to promote Simi Valley business and things going on in Simi Valley. And these awesome businesses in Simi Valley like to give me some free stuff to give away to the Kim Pagano Show listeners.
Oh, that's awesome.
So what I'm doing today is I'm actually looking for a really good question here. If you want to call in, you can call in to 805-639-0008. Mm-hmm. And what I'll do is I'll ask a question, and the first person to call in with the right answer will win a, it's going to be a Wings and Pizza Deal from the Boot Restaurant. They're located on 2325 Cooner Drive in Simi Valley. And the Wings and Pizza Deal, I've actually had the pizza here. It's a flatbread pizza. So it's a little bit different than the average pizza that you eat. So it's a really good deal.
The Boot.
The Boot,
it's
yes.
an Italian restaurant.
It is an Italian restaurant.
Is that a reference to the shape of the country of
yes,
Italy?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very nice. Very nice. See, I'm quick like that, you know.
Let's see. Which one do I... Okay, here. What glittery bits of metal are hung on a Christmas tree?
What glittery bits of metal are hung on a Christmas tree? If you know the answer to this question, call in at 805-639-0008, and you will win...
Wings and Pizza Deal from the Boot Restaurant in Simi Valley.
What is the value of that?
I'm sorry?
What is the value of that?
That is actually a $16.95 deal.
Nice.
And you get 12 wings and two 14-inch pizzas.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite a little
and
meal
that's
there.
What I like about this restaurant, though, is it's very, very cheap for a family. I mean, they have family deals. There's a family deal here. It's like $22.95. You get two 14-inch pizzas, one large salad, one large entry, 2 liter soda, and all of your choice. So whatever kind of pizza you want, it doesn't matter what type
or anything.
It's
an incredible deal.
Can
you repeat the question one more time?
Yeah. I will repeat the question one more time. Let me make sure I have the right one here. What glittery bits of metal are hung on a Christmas tree? What is that called?
Hmm. Nice. I think we know.
Now
somebody has to have the courage to dial 805-639-0008 and claim this prize.
Correct.
And while we're waiting for that, you know, the holiday season is here.
The holiday season is here. Let me tell you a couple of things going on in Simi Valley.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tonight at 5 p.m., the Simi Valley Community Christmas Concert at the LDS Church on Sinaloa.
Okay.
And I think it's a Christmas concert, just, kind of, you know, going over things of Christmas, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know it's a concert.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, there's an open house at the Buick and GMC dealership. That is on First Street.
Oh, it is on First Street.
It's on First Street. All right. Actually, in Oak Park High School, they're going to have a drive-in movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, nice.
So that's going to be a lot of
fun.
Very
nice.
And we also have the Moore Park College Foundation tree lighting, and that's going to be at Moore Park College, and that starts at 5:30 p.m., and I believe there's a concert at 7.
Nice.
Directly following the lighting.
This is going to be a busy weekend. Yeah. I believe we have a winner.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Let's see what her answer is.
And what is your name? Hello, caller. What is your name?
It's Maggie Hood.
Hi, Maggie. So can you tell us the answer? What are the shiny bits of metal that we hang on Christmas trees?
It's tinsel, of course.
It is tinsel.
I know, incredibly easy, isn't it?
Well, Maggie, if you want to stay on the line, we'll get your phone number and all your information, and congratulations, and the winner of the Boot Restaurant Pizza and Wings deal.
How's that for the beginning of a happy holidays to win something, huh?
Thank you so much. I want to tell you a story about the tinsel.
Tell me a story about the tinsel.
My dad, there were five of us, and we were real little. My dad used to make us hang the tinsel on the tree one strand at a time.
Instead of grabbing a coal clump and just throwing it over.
Yeah, and when he wasn't looking, we'd sometimes throw clumps, and he would totally freak out.
I could see that.
I remember tinsel very well. I would never put it on my tree today.
I know. It's fallen out of favor, hasn't it? Used to be very popular back in the day, but nowadays we don't want our cats eating it, and we don't want to make the mess anymore.
So, Maggie, what do you put on your Christmas tree now?
Yeah.
Well, the usual ornaments and lots of lights.
Lots of lights.
There you go. Lights have become the go-to decoration these
days.
Yeah.
I see bows and ribbon a lot.
Yeah.
Bows and ribbon. And then have you seen those like spiral twigs that people kind of, they stick in and it's kind of, I don't know. Have you seen that stuff?
I've seen them.
Yeah. That's becoming more popular.
It looks cool though.
Well, take a chance in decorating your Christmas tree this year. There's all kinds of wonderful decorations to put out there and express your own individuality. Well, thank you so much for calling in onto the Kim Pagano Show. And we're friendly. We don't bite, right?
Thank you so much.
And enjoy your, now what is it again?
That is the Boot Restaurant.
The Boot Restaurant.
Wings and Pizza Deal.
Wings and Pizza Deal. Excellent. So. What else you got for us? Come on, that was fun.
Well, we'll wait on the next one in a little bit.
We can wait a little
you know,
bit.
You know, I was actually going to bring up is now it's in the spirit of the holidays and everything. A lot of people now are going ice skating and doing that, you know, a little bit more of like that winter kind of stuff.
Well, you know,
stuff.
We have that outdoor ice skating ring at the lakes in Thousand Oaks.
Correct.
Right on Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
Correct.
And, you know, I saw people out there in shorts last weekend. They were ice skating in shorts.
Well, because it's still warm. It's California, so it's warm. We also, in Simi Valley, we have the Isoplex, which is open all year round. There's two rinks. Every single day, they have open skating for, any skill level, if you just started skating or if you know a little bit about skating, figure or hockey. And I know that they're coming up here soon. I believe it starts, I know it starts on the 19th of this month, and it's called the Winter Wonderland Skating. And what they do is they take Christmas trees, and they put them all out on the rink. They put gifts and packages and stuff like that all out on the rink itself. They pump in snow, so it's actually snowing in the rink. And they put Christmas music on and all holiday music, and you skate in the rink around all these obstacles and everything. It's a lot of fun. So it kind of gives you that puts you in that
holiday mood.
You know?
Yeah.
So
I went to the Isoplex a couple of years ago, and, I think at the time, and this was early November, and it was typical California weather, 80 degrees? Yeah. And so I didn't bring a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
it's freezing in there.
When you skate, you can develop a little bit of heat.
Correct.
But I was very uncomfortable most of the time I was there. So when you go to the Isoplex, bring a sweater, bring a jacket, bring a long sleeve shirt. It is cold in there.
I went on Sunday, and it was hilarious. We went into the ice rink. We skated around for about 2 hours, and we're all bundled up. We have sweaters and coats, and then as soon as you walk out the door, then you disrobe again back into shorts and a tank top because it's so warm outside.
Yeah.
So it's definitely definitely one of those.
And in Southern California, you know, we don't have the traditional winter weather. We have our traditional winter weather, and I do want to. Be somewhat grateful over the last couple of days that we have not seen the 100-mile-an-hour winds from the Santa Anas here in Ventura. We've had some gusts and some blow, but I don't believe there's been any major damage. But in other parts of the Southland, there have been some horrendous damage because of the winds.
Believe it or not, I was, it was a couple days ago, not yesterday, the day before yesterday, I was down in Alhambra. I was down there doing some work. And coming back at nighttime, there was so much debris on the roads because of the winds. And they said that we had hurricane-force winds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I went down to the LA Zoo, and I spent the day there. There were more trees down there. It was incredible how much they were cleaning up. They opened the zoo about 10 or an hour later, I know the jaguar got out. It was definitely something that we haven't had in a while.
Yeah. So for once, the Ventura County's been spared. We've had our fires and we've had our floods and our mudslides and our earthquakes. So I am grateful that Ventura County has been spared. Some of the damage that other people have seen with the power outages and the down power lines and the broken trees and all that, and nobody's been hurt. So
correct.
Wonderful.
I hope all our listeners out there, everybody's safe, you know. And, you know, if it's windy out, stay indoors.
It's the holiday season, and you want everybody to be able to take this time to enjoy life, to relish in the wonderfulness of the music and the lights and the holiday spirit and the gift giving. And I want you to give away another
gift. I'm going to give away another one right now. So what I have is a $50 arena gift certificate.
Holy smokes.
And it's $50 for your drinks and food, whatever you like to use it for.
Wow.
And it's for a party of 10 or more. So you can bring 10 or more people, you know, all your friends. Mm-hmm. You can do this for Christmas. You can do this after Christmas. But what it is your whole entire party will get a VIP section reserved for them all night long.
Okay.
And then this additional $50 for your party.
And this is where?
This is at the arena, and the arena is located at the Grand Vista Hotel in Simi Valley.
Nice.
And you know, it's I know it's a sports bar, but on the weekends it's more of a nightclub, and they have dancing, and they have pool tables, they have all kinds of stuff there. So it's it's actually a great place to go. I know they have some great you know, happy hour specials and so on and so forth. So we're gonna give that away to the first caller to give me the right answer to this question.
Is this a holiday question?
This is another holiday question. Okay. You know, we got to start it off.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, why start too late? What street did the Santa Claus miracle occur? On what street did a Santa Claus miracle occur?
Can you give the city?
New York.
In New York. Okay.
New York. Wait, why am I answering these questions?
You know, because we have miracles happen every day here in Ventura County, so, you know.
Correct.
So, on what street did the miracle...
The Santa Claus miracle occur.
Santa Claus miracle occur. If you know the answer to this, call 805-639-0008. We look forward to hearing from you. You know, and the phones are already ringing.
Yeah, well, I saw that flashing from here.
Yeah, it's exciting. All right. Do we have somebody to put on the air? All right. Hello. Caller. You're on the Kim Pagano Show on KKZZ. What is your name?
I'm Kat.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Good.
Are you ready to have some fun on Friday?
You bet.
All right. What is the answer to our
question? 34th Street.
34th Street.
No, not 34th.
Oh, no.
It's 34.
I said 34th Street.
Yes, it is.
34th. Okay. I'm mumbling this morning.
Well, Kat, you won a $50 Arena Dollars gift certificate to the arena. You can use it a Friday night for a party of 10 or more, and the $50 could be used for drinks or food.
Great.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thanks for coming on the air with us.
Stay in the line. We'll get your information from you.
Thanks.
I love this.
I like giving away stuff. This is my favorite part of Friday.
Yeah.
Giving stuff away. It's like Christmas every Friday for me.
I came in on Tuesday and barged into Kim's show here, and we were...
She's actually in Florida racing.
Picking up his mic over there. gets in the ears. And we were giving away tickets to the Ski Dazzle show, which is this weekend at the LA Convention Center, the largest ski and snowboarding outdoor expo. And it was so much fun being able to give away tickets to the show and, you know, make people happy.
Were you able to go to the actual expo or?
Oh, I've been many, many times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's very cool. We love those the people over at Ski Dazzle. They're really wonderful. They actually do shows in other cities as well, not just Los Angeles. But Los Angeles, I believe, is the foundation show that they created. They've been going for 25, 30 years now. It's really wonderful.
Wow. Well, and that's downtown LA at the convention center.
At the convention center, and then on. Was it? Yeah, that's this weekend. God,
really?
Gosh, I mean, time just flies. And then next weekend, I'll be going to the motorcycle show. So.
I was downtown LA last weekend. Yeah. I went to a Kings game. Mm-hmm. First time I went to a hockey game here.
It was at
the Staples Center.
Yeah.
And they have an ice rink down there as well.
Sure.
Right there. What is that called? That whole stretch of shops and restaurants.
I forget what that area is.
I forgot.
But it's
this new thing. They already have the Christmas tree there for the Christmas tree lighting.
They've been revitalizing downtown quite a bit.
It's so much nicer down there. Than it used to be,
or the perception of what it is.
Correct.
You know, in Southern California, we have such a great opportunity to, you know, go to the beach, go to the desert, go to the mountains, and we have culture, we have city life, we have country life, we have small towns, all within, you know, an hour's drive in any particular direction. So we are truly, truly blessed.
Well, that's what my father says all the time. My father lives all the way out in Alabama, and he came out a couple a couple of weeks ago for the golf tournament that I threw. And he said, I know exactly why you're here. And the reason why I'm here is, you know, you take a 2-hour drive, you're at the water, you can be wearing shorts and enjoying the sun.
Or playing golf.
Or playing golf. And then you drive 2 hours the opposite direction, and then you're on top of a mountain skiing. Yeah. You know, we have all that stuff down here. And that's what one of the greatest things about living in California is.
Yeah. So. And staying connected. So that's one of the things I really appreciate about what you do with the Acorn and everything is that, you know, sometimes you're sitting at home, you really, you know, you have all this tremendous opportunity, but you don't know what to do.
Correct.
So, you know, taking that. Looks like we have to take a break now. Have to, want to. Let's honor our sponsors who make the Kim Pagano Show possible here on KKZZ 1400 AM. And if you own a small business and would like to be a part of the Kim Pagano Show and reach our wonderful audience, please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999. With a great proven track record, call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
It's The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Do you have a story to share? Perhaps an impressive or inspirational journey? We'd love to hear from you. Send an email to kimpagano@gmail.com. That's Kim Pagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, @gmail.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
And welcome back to The Kim Pagano Show. It's Dr. Stephen Trudeau and Giovanni hosting today. Kim is in Florida racing with her son, Louis.
I think she said she was going to be listening, too. So,
Hi, Kim. How are you? I hope Louis has done well so far. I know he is one amazing kart racer and travels around the country. And it's what a wonderful opportunity for a young person to pursue their passion, pursue their dreams. And Kim, you and your family are an inspiration to us all because you're so supportive of your children. And it's one of my favorite things to really believe in about people is that we are capable of really being supportive of our children. We hear so many times in the news about parents who are neglectful and who screw up, but we don't champion the parents who are really doing a good job. And so a shout out to Kim for doing a wonderful job as a parent.
Definitely. That was nice of you.
Well, you know, I'm a psychologist, and I deal with kids who, a lot of teenagers, I also deal with adults, but that child within us gets wounded, and all parents make mistakes. And but there are parents out there who have made tremendously horrible mistakes, and the scars last for a very long time. We will, you know, damage our child in some way. I have a child, and I'm sure I've screwed him up already. But the intent and the effort to do a good job and to try to make a better person, to give them the best opportunity to move forward in this life, I just we just don't honor enough parents that way. We need to have a page in the newspaper of great parents.
You know, I like that. That means a lot, I think. And I think that'll mean a lot to a lot of the listeners today, too. Because, you know, what I don't think everybody really realizes is everybody's going to screw up. We're human.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
We're going to mess up here and there. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a bad parent or you are
no.
a bad parent.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, at least, commending the parents that are out there doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, they don't get the recognition, I guess, that they should get.
You should go out of your way once in a while to point it out when somebody's
correct.
Doing a good job. We say in the business, catch them doing it right.
Oh,
you know, so
okay,
if you're going shopping today or mm-hmm. this weekend and you see a mother who's got a child and they're struggling because kids don't like to go shopping that much or if they do, they want, and you're trying to control them. But when you see a parent who's gently soothing their child who's upset, you know, go by and say, wow, you're doing a great job.
That
you know,
is,
you have such well-mannered children. Point out the good stuff. It really means a lot.
You know, believe it or not, you know, now that you say it, it kind of reminds me of things that I do. And it's common to me to do that. Excuse me. And I'll walk through a store and all of a sudden, you know, this child of no more than 10 years old will open the door for me or hold the door. And,
yeah.
and I say, thank you. And you're welcome. And it impresses me that children nowadays still are being brought up with those values. And I'll go over to the parent and I'll say, your child is very, very polite, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that extra little bit, you know, mm-hmm. means a lot, you know, and you can make their day.
Yeah. We're fond of, bringing up the concept of the decline of Western civilization. But I actually do, if you open your eyes, I do see a lot more good out there.
Oh, yeah.
And people, even when they make mistakes, maybe that's their one mistake of the day. The guy who cut me off on the freeway, you know, I'm sure I've cut people off accidentally when I've been in a
and
hurry.
And not even realized
and
it.
Not even realized it. And, you know, when somebody cuts us off, we're quick to yell, you're jerking. and maybe that was their mistake of the day. Maybe 99.9% of the time, they're a darn nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And they just screwed up a little bit.
Correct.
You know, so my bad. Sorry. Merry Christmas.
there's the little quote for the day, you know, kind of just pull it back a second, kind of give everybody their one mess up, you know, their one mistake.
Well,
of the day.
My mom used to teach me something when we would see somebody on the highway who would be racing past us. George Carlin had this old comedy routine where he would say, "Have you ever noticed it when you're driving? People going faster than you are maniacs, and people who are going slower than you are idiots," which basically by definition defines the entire highway as filled with maniacs and idiots because somebody's always going faster than you or slower than you. But when somebody would race by us, my mother would say, "Oh, bless their soul. I really hope that they're not in a hurry to get to the hospital to meet someone, you know, who's been hurt." She would always think that way. She would think that, you know, if somebody's rushing, if somebody's being inconsiderate to others, it must be for a very serious reason.
That's really sweet of your mother.
Yeah.
My mother always just said, "Well, you go get the ticket. It's okay. Go have fun." So
yeah, exactly.
I believe you have
an announcement, yeah.
Don't you?
Oh yeah, I do have an announcement.
Great, sure.
You forgot all about it.
Totally did. So CLU is having a Christmas festival concert this weekend.
Cal Lutheran University is having a Christmas concert.
I know.
Hard to believe.
Right? So the CLU Choral Ensembles and the University Symphony will combine forces to present CLU Festival this weekend. So
nice.
If you guys want to come in, it's totally free. And then they're accepting donations as well for a good cause.
Oh, very nice. And can people find out more information at CLU.org?
Oh, yes, they can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go to CLU.org and find out all the wonderful things that the Cal Lutheran University is doing for us in our community.
But,
actually, there's one more thing that CLU does that I really wanted to give a shout out to. We should have them on at some point. But they have a community mental health clinic.
Really?
At CLU. And they provide low-cost, low-fee mental health services to the community, as well as students and staffs and whoever else. And they have two locations, one in Thousand Oaks and one, I believe, is in Ventura. It could be Oxnard. But, they're wonderful people. CLU is a wonderful neighbor in the Ventura community.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's about time to give away another gift.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
It is.
What do you think?
I think it is.
All righty. What have you got for us?
You know, I actually have another $50 for the arena, and it's going to be the exact same price as the prize as the last one.
Yeah.
And it's the special Friday night arena party for 10 or more of your friends.
Okay.
The $50 can be used for drinks or for food or whatever you'd like.
And this is a sports bar.
And it's a sports bar,
but on the weekends.
On the weekends, it's more of a nightclub. They have, you know, live music all kinds of stuff. So,
excellent.
I'm going to give out the number. Listeners, ready? It's 805-639-0008. Again, 805-639-0008.
And you have a trivia question.
And my question for this prize is going to be, in the song, "Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer,"
okay,
what did Grandma go and get?
What was she going to get?
What was she going to get?
I don't know.
Wow, that's a tough one.
That's a hard one, yeah.
In the song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
All right, you're
what
grinding
did Grandma
our listeners.
Go to get?
All right, if you know the answer to this trivia question about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, what did she go out to get? Give us a call at 805-639-0008. Do you like holiday music?
It depends. I have to be in the mood for holiday.
Really?
I think what it is every year, there's always that one family member that decides that around Thanksgiving or right before Thanksgiving, they want to start blaring some Christmas music. And it's like, this is a little early. We're not even done eating turkey yet, and you have Christmas music on. So I think it just has to be that right moment. I think now that we're in December, I kind of enjoy it a little bit more. I want to start listening to it a little
That's
bit more.
That's how I felt when I was like shopping on October and they had Christmas trees and everything in. I was like, what's going on?
But the music of Christmas is so profound. Mm-hmm. You have artists, recording artists from all different genres crossing the boundary over to the Christmas music. Justin Bieber's got a Christmas album. Mm-hmm. Neil Diamond had several Christmas albums. Almost every major pop star in one way or another has stepped their foot in that pond. And I really appreciate it. I mean, there seems to be a small collection of classic Christmas songs that everybody does.
Correct.
And it's kind of hard to crack the market with a brand new Christmas song. But I just love it, and I kind of see it as a story arc. In the early part of the Christmas season, I like the silly stuff. I like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. That is funny stuff.
It was very
but
funny.
But as we move closer and closer to Christmas Day, I like the really deep stuff. Oh, Holy Night, the Carol of the Bells, the stuff that just gets your heart, and your eyes moist, and you get all verklempt and all upset.
You know, if you like singing Christmas carols, believe it or not, in Simi Valley on the 18th, at 6 p.m., there's a Christmas Carol sing-along at the Simi Valley Covenant Church.
Really?
And I think, I know that there's carolers that go around and sing door-to-door. I know there's groups out there, but you never know where to go. So there's one of the places. If you like singing Christmas carols, if you want to bring the family out.
So you can join or just listen?
Both.
Okay.
It's a sing-along, but I'm sure that you can go and just listen in. We, you know what? Believe it or not, we still don't have a caller with the right answer.
Wait a minute. We're blinking.
We're still blinking.
The lights are blinking, so that's a good thing. We have wonderful listeners.
Definitely.
And they love to join the party here and give us a call and everything from winning prizes to sharing stories with us.
Correct. And if anybody has any funny Christmas stories that you want to share on,
805-639-0008.
So do you have any funny Christmas stories?
Do I have any Christmas stories? Actually, not off the top of my head. But I am doing a tradition this year for Christmas. This is the first year I'm doing it. I love Facebook. I absolutely love Facebook. It's, to me, it's a fun thing to do. I don't spend hours and hours on it, but I do check in fairly frequently. During November, every day of the month, I wrote what I was thankful for that day. I wrote 30 days of thankfulness for Thanksgiving. And it felt good, and I got a lot of positive feedback. Like, wow, I was really looking forward to your next thankful thing. That was really cool. This is inspirational to some people. So for the month of December, I'm going to post a holiday Christmas song, or a holiday song, period. Post some Hanukkah songs, too, because there's some good ones out there. Every day of December, I'm going to post a song on my Facebook.
That is a really
and
cool little
usually
tradition.
It'll be a link to YouTube type thing so people can join in it. And the first one I did was Straight No Chaser. It was brilliant. They do the 12 Days of Christmas. We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Hello. What is your name? Hello, caller.
Hi, my name is Ben Ardanowski. I belong to a senior singing group called Vocal Productions.
Vocal Productions. Do you guys sing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
And I requested for the past 3 or 4 years to sing that song.
Uh-huh. So you know the answer. What did
down because the director felt it's inappropriate for old people. Grandma went to get her medication.
That's the answer.
That was a hard one.
That was a hard one. Well, if you'd like to stay on the line, we'll get your information.
I've been requesting to sing that song for years, and I've been turned down by my singing group director.
Ah, bah humbug.
Well, if you want to get a petition, we'll be more than happy
to sign
it for you.
Yeah.
So we're going to do
So hold on the line and get your information so that we can give you the tell them what it was again.
It is a $50 gift certificate to the arena in Simi Valley. So
awesome.
You know, I have a funny story, and it hasn't happened yet, but what the listeners out there don't know, there's a woman here. Her name is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
And Emily comes and joins us every Friday.
Yeah.
And we were talking about a Christmas gift to get her mother. Now, her mother really, really, really wants a flat screen TV. She's been, you know, she has a small screen TV right now, but so she was talking about getting a flat screen TV. So Emily's going to go and get this TV, but I suggested, hey, why don't you do this as a funny gag gift? What I wanted her to do is I want her to go on Craigslist and find one of those old Zenith TVs.
Oh, my God.
You know, the ones with the fake wood grain that goes all the way around, get some bunny ears, put it in a box, and kind of give it to her mother, because her mother really wants a TV, but give her one of these ones like the 1970s.
A gag gift. Hey, is Kim on the line?
Yeah, Kim's on the line.
All right. Hey, Kim, are you there?
You guys are doing a great job. Oh, how are you guys?
We are doing good. Wonderful. How's Florida?
It's beautiful now. It was a little chilly when we got here, but no, it's beautiful, and you guys are doing a great job. I was hoping you guys were going to ask that guy to sing.
Well, we're coming up to the top of the hour here. I can't believe how fast this show has gone.
I know. Well, gosh, you guys are doing great, giving away great gifts and stuff, so thank you so much for being there.
Can you believe our wonderful listeners, how cool it is they call in and they have the answer to these trivia questions?
I love it. I was going, now what did she get?
What did grandma get?
I know. I was like, God, I want to go and take my friends all there. So that's great. Well, I want to appreciate both of you, Dr. Steven and Giovanni.
No problem. Thank you, Kim.
All right. And I'll talk to you guys when I get back.
We'll see you on Monday. Kim, Motivational Monday.
Kim, would you like to sing a Christmas carol for us?
Sing for us, Kim.
I think I'll. No, I want to keep my listeners. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for all your support, and I'll see you when I get home.
Okay.
All right.
See you on Monday.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was Kim Pagano, your host on The Kim Pagano Show. Dr. Stephen Trudeau and Giovanni hosting today and taking her place while she's in Florida. And what a fun day. I mean, this has really been amazing.
This was a fun show.
Yeah.
I can't wait till next week. We're going to give away some more stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thank you for coming in and helping out. And, I'm glad that I can come out and help out Kim. And it's definitely going to be a fun month, I think.
And thank you all to our listeners. Be safe out there. Take care of yourselves and be good. Enjoy your shopping, but be gentle with each other. And you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy. Born and raised in South Detroit, he took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoke cave.